Okay. Our William R. Fink genealogy, William Raymond Fink Jr. from William Raymond Fink Sr., Elizabeth Lauer, Jewish name, William Raymond Fink Jr., Roberta Elaine Batakata, mother, Stanley Joseph Batakite, Jewish name, William Raymond Fink Jr., Roberta Elaine Batakata, mother, Earl Vasil, father, Jewish name, Jewish surnames, etymology. I don't think I have to go into this anymore. It's whiteyleaks.wordpress.com. You can look up for yourself and just encourage people to look at this, because Bill Fink, the shyster, the Pharisee, has been exposed. Okay, I assume it's Marty, and we'll do a quick call. Like I said, I have to leave. Marty, I assume that's you. You there? Hello?
At ease on the Marty here, Eli.
Okay. Who's
okay. I'm at the Best Buy in Joplin, Missouri. I had to pick up some stuff for Roxy. That's been going the leaks. I think Whitey Leaks is either a NIMBUster or somebody in CI.
Okay.
I think what he did is he spent $14.99. Yeah, unlimited month for initial $14.99.
Okay.
And I think what they probably did is they spent the $14.99, which goes to show is that you don't mess with anybody more than 1995, because then they can go ahead and find out everything about you if they want here. You know?
Well, yeah, everybody's ancestry is available online. Yeah. You have to dig.
This character got it wrong. Roxy,
okay.
You know, Roxy is it Martina Samuelson. That's my mother's name.
Okay.
Pretty well it's my great grandfather, Charles Samuelson, who he went to the United States in 1863, got drafted, he got a double homestead, and now it's South Dakota State Park now is a Beaver Creek homestead of 320 acres. And pretty well, I think he was born Carl Svensson, because he brought over, you know, he lived in Helsingborg, same as the Lindstedts did, but from a different village.
Yeah, Lindstedt is very obviously a German name. I don't know of any Jews.
No, it's a Swedish name.
Okay, well, Germanic, yeah.
In any case, we all came from the most southwestern portion of Sweden, right across from the Danish portion. You know, it's called the Kattegat. I've been to Helsingborg, I've been to Elsinore. Anyway, he went ahead and married his second cousin. You know, either a Svensson or they anglicized a little bit, made it Svensson, and there's some Ericssons mixed up there too. And my mom knew all here. But anyway, where Fink came up with that is, when I fought with Brian Real and the rest here over on Stumblin', this guy named Victor Switzer, who was a, it turned out he was a Mongol himself.
Okay.
He was going ahead and making a big thing about my mother being Martina Samuel,
right,
which I've never hidden. But anyway, I went and explained this to him. And later on, he ran off the first time in February 2011 because Brian Rio wanted something from it. Old Victor didn't want to give on his way to, he lived around Shreveport, or around Pine Bluff on his way to Gerald Mosley.
Okay,
in
right.
Shreveport.
Stayed
and
there for a while, right.
Yeah, he came back. He came back here. You know, he ran off. He came back in October of 2011.
He told me that he was trying to get a job as a cop somewhere, and that's why he left, the Cleveland area and went down to, that area to try to get a job as a cop. So,
that's what he said.
Okay.
What he did is he filed $10,750,000 against me. Pretty well, he'd been pretty well stalking me all over, and essentially, two months ago, the federal judge in Cleveland, Ohio, flushed it to the Western District of Missouri.
Okay.
And I doubt it's going to get anywhere because he hasn't signed the damn thing. I think he's going to sign the thing because if he signed
it. So has he filed suit against you? Is that what it is?
Oh yeah, he's filed. It involves.
On what grounds?
The Digital Millennium Copyright Act. I found his Well, you remember the big fight we had Halloween of 2010.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I found out his name.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Based upon Fink's stupidity and having
right.
Him as
yeah,
a
Fink was the one who revealed his last name, right? So they complain about me hiding my personal information. Brian Rio never revealed his last name. Yeah, and you're right. It was Fink himself who revealed Brian Rio's last name. All right.
Fink's arrogance, stupidity. He thinks he's really smart.
Right.
And, you know, pretty well what I did is in order to get them all psychotic, I said it was a talk shoot. It was a team speak spy. And I had them screaming and hollering at each other for a while. And in any case, Brian Rio just took down, and he says that you did too, took down my web pages.
He and I just talked about it. I had nothing to do with that.
Okay, well,
he's totally lying. He just said that to scare you.
Well, he didn't really scare me.
to make you think that he had backup, right? He doesn't.
Yeah, I took
Fink. Yeah.
Well, no, he's what happens in April, Fink has open lines, and I played you boys in Cossacks with him, and in April, I connected Brian Rio and Sword Brethren with him, and he pretty well has shoved Brian Rio off to the side. He still has him on his team speak.
Right.
Whatever,
right.
But in any case, I think, this thing has come up about a week now, and I think probably either a Nimbuster or maybe a Nimbuster, CI Nimbuster. There's a few like Frankenwigger and a few others who dabble in CI and who are definitely Nimbusters. And I think that essentially what they did is that they looked up William Fink Jr., William Fink Sr., and they spent $14.99, and that's where you got it. And Wednesday, pretty well this thing between this bromance between Mark Downey and William Fink.
I
disagree with you too, and I disagree about the Kanan, the Kanan thesis. I'm not gonna argue about that tonight. But what happens is that you listen to the November 1st, and pretty well I told Dewey Tucker in January 21st, 2013, when he was with Carolyn Yeager, this friend of Trader Glenn Miller's, old Whigger Squirrel Wheelos, called in, and he says, well, ain't that dual seed? Well, that's what that Martin Luther believes. Don't you believe that Satan had sex with Eve? And she gave birth to Cain. It was the first seed.
Right.
And then Fink denied it twice here. He said that.
Really? Yeah, he's not a seed liner. He's the one who's lying about being a seed liner. Yeah.
No, but what happens if you listen to the day after you and me had this big fight?
Right. Okay.
He pretty well said the same thing on November 1st, 2010. And I went ahead and re-listened to it. And Fink's saying, and pretty well I had fun with when you had Mike Callimore in March of 2011. Mike Callimore was calling. Essentially, Mike Callimore refuses to print any of Fink's nonsense, and so does Artisan Publishing of Broken Bow, Oklahoma. But anyway, Fink has not believed in two seed line. I remember when I was buddies with Fink, and essentially he made buddies with you and Clifton Emmaheiser, and I don't know why Clifton Emmaheiser, has written, it's still on there, he's written five articles against Meerkat Mark Downey, being no seed line.
Yeah, right. They used to hate each other.
Mark Downey has always been, since before 2000, I had a big fight with him and his wife, over on this group called Holy Wars, and he used to be buddies with Richard Niemann, who's a Finnish Jew, who hates two seed line. And pretty well, Sheldon Emery followed this Jewish named Gerda Koch, and essentially it's a no devil. And when I talk to Fink, I'm not going to go on Stormfront, they're no devil. But essentially, now Fink is claiming
he doesn't believe
that
the devil.
The Jews
he's not,
are
everything that he pretended to be on my shows, he's flatly denied later, right?
Well, yeah, but it was, you know, I mean, if you go back and listen to November 1st, 2010, I just listened to it 2 weeks ago, and yeah, he, you know, even in 2010, he was not really too seedy. He was just sort of fooling people. So he's gotten buddies with Mark Downey, and Mark Downey doesn't like me because I found out about him and his wife, who used to be the wife of the Washoe State Clan. I've been fighting with them for years. But essentially, what Fink is doing is he's reaching out to people, and, you know, this Savannah Longshanks, he's some sort of Packy or something here. He's some sort of
right.
So essentially, Fink is trying to reach out, but he's cut. He's cut so many ties in 2010.
Right. He basically, anybody who doesn't agree with him, he starts calling them names and starts putting them on Zagbots, right?
Well, yeah.
He burns his bridges. He burns his bridges, so he's getting what he deserves.
He cut 90% of the ties, not with me here, but with the British Israelite people. I mean, they've been believing the same thing for about 140 years, more or less. I mean, they haven't changed really anything. But he cut ties with them in July and August, and then pretty well I found out Fink was lying to me in, you know, October, you know, and then I found, you know, Brian Rio. And essentially, you know, Fink and Brian Rio took care of me, and then, you know, by December, it was your turn. It was your turn in the barrel.
Right.
And by March, it was just pretty well over and done with.
Right.
As far
right.
as you and the rest were concerned. So,
the rest is history. You know, when Fink and Emhizer started calling me a liar and a Jew, simply because I disagreed with their version of Genesis 1 and 2, I knew something serious was up, you know. But, you know, when people conspire against you and you have, you know, obviously you have no idea what they're up to, you don't have much ammunition against them. So, you know, when they started all this, it was just accusation after accusation after accusation. And, you know, so I've just been really defending myself for the last 3 years. And now information is starting to trickle in, you know, that everybody
no, this
can.
Is a,
yeah.
This is a big, I mean, somebody, I think they spent $14.99 for answer. I was thinking about myself to go ahead and look,
right.
you know, look up on you and look on about everybody else.
Yeah, sure. Anybody
I
can
mean,
do it.
Pretty
yeah.
well. Pretty well, I think a Nimbuster just, you know, just bit the bullet and paid $14.99 and found out
right.
what he wanted to find out.
Right,
and
exactly.
he revealed it.
Thanks, kids.
I've talked to Bruce Gorman. I said, thanks, kids. They all look like Jews. And his daughter, she married a quarter Jew with a smaller nose and, you know, lighter eyes. But anyway,
right.
She
right.
doesn't like him, but I told Bruce Gorman the one to go after is his stepson, Robert Fink, who's an open homosexual in Orange, New Jersey. You know, and, you know, essentially, the Fink kids, they still talk to each other. You know, they talk to each other. And essentially, Dave Jones and I have noticed that Jennifer Fink, she has... You know, she keeps Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? You know, she keeps Hanukkah and Thanksgiving.
Oh, Hanukkah too, right?
Hanukkah, she calls it Thanksgiving. And she also says that, you know, her Jewish husband, her Ukrainian Jew husband is all mad, put her in the oven because she made fun about being a Jew.
Yeah, right, right.
But you have kids.
Yeah, okay, I have to leave because I've got a plumbing emergency
I have to go to.
I ain't
going to fight with you tonight here, but essentially...
No, understood,
Fink,
understood.
Fink has pretty well just, you know, started...
Yeah, well, he's burned his bridges. He's attacked everybody who disagrees with him, including you and me and anybody else. And then, you know, when you start attacking people and, you know, doing ad hominem attacks... as opposed to speaking, you know, talking doctrine, that's proof that you are not sincere. Yeah, at the very least, it's proof you're not sincere.
Well, that's what he does all the time.
Yeah.
You listen to Fink. I mean, he will quote what the Talmud said here on this latest, you know, on one of these latest things to where, what he's wanting to do is he's wanting to bring Greek sources like Homer, Hesiod, and, you know, last year, Gilgamesh, into CI, but he still wants to claim to be two feed line. but he's really no seed line. If
yeah, right.
Jews, the Satanist Cain, and the Jews
right.
are all themselves.
It's all metaphorical, he says. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
all an allegory. And
right.
essentially, it's just, you know, he's just going ahead and grabbing everybody he can, including
yeah.
brother non-Aryan, to, you know, pretty well have fun. And essentially, you and Visser and everybody else is enjoying,
right.
you know, him being hoisted on
yeah.
the retard.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
we can
settle the theological issue if Bill Fink debates me in public. And
he's
I
not
going to
debate you in public.
No,
last month, guest number 20 had a big fight over what Strabo and Tacitus said.
Right.
And essentially, you know, I mean, this is some guy who started out liking Bill, and at the end,
right.
you just say the Tacitus says whatever you say he says. And
right.
essentially, you're just
yeah.
cherry-picking. And Fink, you know, Fink was screaming at him. And then
that's
I was up
right.
next and
yeah.
say, you know, you do know Brad Riddle's third brother. Get him out, boy.
Right, right.
Yeah, I
think the stress is beginning to catch up with Bill. He's not going to hold up much longer.
Dewey Tucker has been listening, and essentially when Bill Fink rolled into Bristol, Virginia, Melissa Epperson was married to presumably Mr. Epperson, and
okay.
she moved right in, and essentially
with Bill, okay.
and essentially, Fink has said he doesn't feel secure or safe in Bristol, Tennessee, or Virginia. So he's moving on. He's
yeah,
moving on to
Hillbilly Justice. He's looking at right.
Well, you know, Dewey Tucker. He's from that neck of the woods.
That's right.
He pretty well knows them people, and essentially, he's just a
yeah.
deep carpetbagger.
And, okay.
But he has,
okay.
he's been doing his own digging, but he's not
yeah.
going to reveal it. I asked him, you know, if he had any documents he wished to share with me.
Yeah.
He said, well, no, not this time.
Yeah,
but,
not this time.
Not this time. Essentially,
yeah.
everybody is, you know, this Whitey
right.
Leaf and everybody else. They're beginning to spend $14.99.
Right, right. Hey, well, that's quite an investment. That's more than anybody else has invested, right?
Well,
this has been a good night. Yeah.
His mother, from what I gather, Fink probably is related to Mark Patak, and much as I hate to say it, probably to my hero, Felix Dzerzhinsky. You know what I mean?
All right.
Anyway, I had Bruce Dorman here. I mean,
right.
Step away from Burnham, a picture of Fink and
yeah.
Mark Patak here. So,
right.
I don't
okay.
know, they're probably relatives.
Okay,
yeah.
buddy. I know you have been victimized by Fink just as I have, and you know, we have our disagreements, but I don't go around making videos of you depicting you as a Jew, like William Fink does. That's just dastardly. Anybody who does that is worse than a Jew. Okay, that's Jew tactics all the way. Okay, Mark, take care. All right, good night. All right, praise Yahweh, pass the ammunition. All right, that's the show for tonight. Tell everybody you know that William Fink is a Jew. Good night. Take care. Bye-bye. Ronaldo Ortega. Jason for Yahweh. Bill Fink is a Jew and a liar. And you are just one of his Muppets. Take care. Yahweh bless.